This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and I'm talking with Dick Nepinski. This is his 21st year on staff at EAA, so he knows all the ins and outs of Air Venture, and he's going to give us some of the highlights and some of the things to look for on the field this year. So, Dick, thanks for talking to us, and let's just jump right in. What do people need to know if they're heading out to Oshkosh this year?
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate being with you today because the AvWeb audience is always a great audience. They're hardcore aviation people. They love coming to Oshkosh to be part of aviation's family reunion. So this year we have a lot of fun things that are coming along that will be first times at Air Venture. One of the things that we're real excited about is the 75th anniversary of the Piper Cub. And we could have 200 or more Piper Cubs here this year. We said last year we wanted to turn the field yellow, and we're probably going to accomplish that very well. They're going to have a mass arrival on Sunday the 22nd before the event, so anybody coming opening day will see all the Piper Cubs parked there, and we're looking forward to that. We've also expanded the home-built parking and camping areas this year. We probably have 75 to 100 more spots total for people to park their home builds, which is valuable because we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of Dick Van Grunsven's RV models, and they will be here in mass throughout the week. In fact, we have Team RV flying in the air shows for the very first time. We're looking forward to that as well, and they're pretty excited about it too. Speaking of the air show, the Canadian Skyhawks skydiving team will be here for the first time. We have the Red Bull Air Force coming in. They have a skydiving team. Of course, Kirby Chambliss has been part of that through the years as well, too. And a lot of other things coming in this year that, people will see and can be a part of. Really, the one thing that comes to mind, Mary, is that Air Venture, as an event, can be as big or as small as you want it to be. You can come and try to see everything over a couple of days and put out a lot of miles on your shoes, or you can spend an entire week in one area, whether it happens to be the home-built headquarters area and the forums and workshops, or up at the ultralight area. By the way, it's the 30th anniversary of Part 103, too, so we have some festivities for ultralights this year, or spend the whole week in the vintage area, or in the Warbirds area, or even out at the seaplane base. So it's tough to describe it all in a short interview, but there is a lot for everybody to do if you love airplanes.
Now, if people are heading out there, what are some of the practical things that they need to know?
Well, some of the practical things, first of all, if you're flying out here, positively go online to airventure.org and get the NOTAM. Read the NOTAM carefully, especially if it's your first time flying to Oshkosh. It is an atmosphere of air traffic that is rare for most pilots. You're just not used to flying with this many airplanes and this many different types of airplanes all coming to one place at one time. And that's not a scary thing, but it's something you have to be well prepared for, so read the NOTAM. In addition, we have posted videos at the Air Venture website that help people understand what flying the approach to Air Venture to Oshkosh looks like, what you need to know, and how you set yourself up to have the most success, keep yourself safe and sane as you come in here in Oshkosh as well. So that's important things. If you're driving in, you'll be happy to know at Camp Scholar this year, the frontage road has been redone. It is no longer like going through the craters of the moon out there. You can drive all the way up to Camp Scholar, smooth road. Campground's already open. So if you come early and want to reserve a spot, you can do that certainly. But we certainly have enough room for everybody coming in for Air Venture this year. So those are a few of the things to be aware of. And there's more also, and you can check out the Air Venture website to find out all of those.
Okay, and Oshkosh is also known as kind of the center of innovation. It's where new products and new airplanes and new ideas are introduced. Do you have any tips on what to look for there this year?
We do. We've expanded that area, Mary. In fact, there are a couple of buildings. One is going to be the center for the Home Builds in Review, that program that talks about particular models of home builds and some of the owners, some of the designers. That was very popular last year, and we want to do that again. In addition, we have something brand new called the Aero Innovate Center, where you're going to see some of the new technologies, some of the new innovations, what's coming next. Some of them are very practical, some are a little bit fanciful, but they're all going to be there, and the people involved with those projects and with those innovations are going to be there as well, and talking about them, showing what they see as the concepts that could be coming just over the horizon in aviation.
Now, a lot of people also go there to shop for new products for their airplanes. And one thing I noticed on your website is for the first time this year, you also are opening up sort of the attic at the museum. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, happy to. What we're doing is, as you can imagine, through almost 60 years of existence and 50 where we've had a museum and collection operation, you collect a lot of stuff. Many of the artifacts are on display at Pioneer Airport or the AirVenture Museum and will be on display there or on the grounds during AirVenture, but you still collect a lot of things that never has the chance to get on display, or you have duplicates of, or whatever it happens to be. And so what we're doing this year is actually opening up an area that people can pick up some of these artifacts. You'll be supporting the museum and its mission at the same time, but also getting some of those things that maybe you've always looked like that you've wanted for the hangar, the rec room, maybe for your own airplane, or maybe a project that you wanted to build. So we will have that open. It's going to be over in the Camp Scholer area, very near the area where we have the fly-in theater each year. But there'll be a facility there where people can go and shop and actually pick up some unique artifacts from the museum collection as we look to find those places new good homes.
Now, I also saw that another unique thing you have is the Goodyear blimp will be back this year. And normally people in general don't get a chance to fly on that blimp, but you're going to have an opportunity to do that.
We will. There are opportunities. Goodyear has put together an opportunity through its own commercial exhibit here called I Want a Blimp Ride. And who doesn't, really, when you think about it? But it's an opportunity for five people here who are at AirVenture to sign up, win a blimp ride, and get to be in the Goodyear blimp. Because you're right, Goodyear, when they come to events, typically do not sell flights. They are there as a showcase to promote its product, as a benefit to its supporters, to its dealers, things like that. And so there aren't a lot of public flights available. Well, we want to change that a little bit and make a few tickets available for the public to go out and enjoy these flights. So if they stop by the Goodyear exhibit during their time at AirVenture, they can sign up for that blimp ride, and maybe they'll be one of the folks on Friday, July 27th, who will be out there flying around in the Goodyear blimp.
Well, thanks, Dick. We're almost out of time, but is there anything else you'd like to add for what people need to know on their way to the show?
Well, the big thing is you can get advanced tickets for AirVenture. It'll save you some time at the gate. Just go to www.airventure.org to see all the details, all the prices. If you need accommodations coming to Oshkosh, whether you're camping, staying in hotels, staying in private housing, or the dorms, all the information is right there as well. So, and if you're flying in, be sure to get the NOTAM. That is the key thing for any aviator coming to Oshkosh. Read and understand that NOTAM so you're ready to come into Oshkosh and have a great time at AirVenture.
All right, well, thanks a lot. We'll see you in a few weeks.
My pleasure, Mary. Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.